Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only philosophy tournament where the bracket is your soul. The judges are 15 wisdom traditions, and nobody goes home with clean hands.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more devoted to my integrity than to the people my integrity kept hurting, what have I been worshiping? That could mean, have I turned a virtue into a weapon? Or is there a version of goodness that is really just self-protection with better branding? Or simply, what do you call it when staying right costs you everyone? That question, let's get into it. Almost every tradition lands on the same uncomfortable word, idol. Not ego in the swaggering sense, the quiet kind. Christianity calls it a righteousness so polished it can't afford the mess of actually loving someone. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful," which means getting dust on you. Not blessed are the principled. Buddhism puts it more surgically. You weren't feeding your goodness, you were feeding the shape of your goodness, which needs witnesses, which cannot survive being wrong. Those are very different things.
And the reason it's so hard to catch is that it felt exactly like virtue. That's the trap. Stoicism names it precisely. You know, you weren't worshiping integrity. You were worshiping your idea of yourself as someone who has integrity. Those are not the same thing. One is a practice, the other is a monument, and monuments need to be maintained, which means anyone who threatens the story has to be managed.
Judaism tells a story about a man with a tzaddik's reputation. Never lied, never bent, never softened a single edge. His wife learned to set his plate down quietly and leave the room. When she finally left for good, he told everyone, "I never compromised my values." He was right. And the house was empty and the candles burned in it alone. That image is doing a lot of work, polishing the menorah while the warmth leaves, staying technically correct while someone stops calling at 2 a.m. Absurdism says that specifically. The rock is at least a rock. Sisyphus knows what he's carrying.
Taoism flips the frame slightly. It's not quite pride, not even principle. It's a wall you could stand behind while remaining, technically, clean. The hub of the wheel holds nothing, and that nothing is what makes the wheel work. You mistook the spokes for the center, which sounds abstract until you've watched someone you love stop arguing with you because they figured out the argument isn't actually available. That's the wall working.
Sufism brings the sharpest image. Rabia walking through the streets with fire in one hand and water in the other. She meant to burn paradise and drown hell so no one would love God for reward or out of fear. Only love. The point: your integrity became your paradise. You were guarding your own cleanness while someone else's wound got cold. Vedanta adds a layer that actually stings. The cruelty isn't just moral, it's metaphysical. The one who kept the integrity and the ones who bled from it arose together in the same dreaming. The real loss isn't that you chose wrong. It's that you believed there was a you pure enough to choose. The pop culture oracle brought up Rust Cola and Heisenberg's blue meth in one breath, which honestly lands. A man who mistakes the monument for the meaning and makes the purity itself the violence. That's not broken. That's the thread. What you've been worshiping has a face, and the face is yours. Most traditions here aren't asking you to abandon principles. They're asking you to notice when the principle stops serving anyone alive. That distinction matters. Come back tomorrow. The question will be different.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DeYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual show. If it's worth something to you, subscribe, share it, or just tell one person who needs to hear today's question. You know who that person is. They're the one you've been protecting your integrity from. Today, 15 traditions asked you to open your hand. Diogenes asked whose son you're blocking. Rabia brought fire and water. Rust Cola would say, "You already know the answer. You knew it when you typed a sentence. We'll be back tomorrow with another question, another 15 voices, and probably at least one moment where someone says something that is going to sit with you for a week. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.